Foundations of Amateur Radio. When you join the community of radio amateurs, or when you briefly look over the shoulder of the nearest devotee, you're likely to discover that this is a hobby about a great many different ideas. Over the years, I've discussed this aspect of our community repeatedly, talked about the rewards it brings you, about the camaraderie, about communication, learning, research, soldering, disaster recovery, public service, and all the other thousands of activities that this hobby represents to the world. While all those things might be true for some, they're not true for everyone. Many amateurs get excited about antennas, some immediately, some eventually. The same can be said for all the other points of what we think of when we discuss our hobby with others. Recently, I saw a random comment on social media from a person who was having issues with their mobile phone on their property. I considered and ventured an opinion about what might be the cause and how they might go about discovering what was going on. I debated about how I signed off. It's a recurring dialogue. Should I reveal up front that I'm a radio amateur, or should I leave that to be discovered at a later date? In my experience, the wider society has a, let's call it a rocky relationship with our hobby. With a decrease in profile and numbers comes an increase in misconception about who it is that we are and what it is that we do. At some level, there is an understanding that at some point that this was an activity that Grandpa might have engaged in. Or it might be someone preparing for the end of the world, seeing our community as the way forward when all else fails. Not at all helped by that slogan being used by a vocal amateur radio body, the ARRL. Given that, as I saw it, the issue was related to radio interference or a weak signal, I signed off, for better or worse, quote, "Source, I'm a licensed radio amateur," end quote, and crossed my fingers. This started a discussion about the issue, which revealed that the person was having other problems with other communication tools in their remote village. I don't want to go into the specifics because it's not about what their issue is, where they live and what other resources they might have access to, or not. It's about us, radio amateurs. Because of course it is. Aside from the cringe associated with my sign-off, if you have suggestions on how to improve it, I'm all ears, I had a takeaway that I thought was worth discussing. As I'm beginning to suspect, it's about the fundamental nature of our hobby, what it is, and what it does. Troubleshooting. Let me say that again. Amateur radio is fundamentally about troubleshooting. In other words, systematically finding and fixing complex problems. So let's explore this. If you consider we're all about communication in difficult environments, I'd point out that getting that message across is an exercise in troubleshooting. If you lean towards learning, then consider deciding what to study and why. More troubleshooting. If you suggest it's about soldering, what happens when you poke the leg of a component into the wrong hole? Do I really need to say it? Every time you think you've nailed down the intangible nature of our hobby, you can point at troubleshooting. Don't get me wrong, it's about having fun too, but you and I both know that fun is balanced by frustration. Again, you guessed it, troubleshooting. In our increasingly technical, interconnected and complex world, the ancient pursuit of amateur radio is teaching you an invaluable skill over and over again, all but inevitably, the art of troubleshooting. So next time you are asked why we should be doing this thing, why we are obsessed with this hobby, why we spend many hours, dollars and effort, it's all about finding out why something doesn't work as expected, and funnily enough, the more you do it, the better you get. For radio amateurs, troubleshooting is our superpower. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.